Hinduism stands unique among world religions for what it lacks rather than what it demands. It has no founder, no church, no compulsory beliefs, and no single sacred book. The term Hindu itself originated as a foreign label for people living beyond the river Sindhu, Indus, not as a self-designation in any Indian language. This inherently flexible faith allows each adherent to find their own truth through personal spiritual exploration. A Hindu can be Astika, pious, or Nastika, impious, following any philosophical school, including materialistic ones. This remarkable intellectual freedom is captured beautifully in the Nasadiya Sukta from the Rig Veda, which questions whether even the Creator knows the origins of creation. Whence this creation has arisen? Perhaps it formed itself, or perhaps it did not. The one who looks down on it, in the highest heaven, only he knows, or perhaps he does not know. What makes this civilization, rather than dogma, so powerful is its recognition that different paths lead to the same divine truth. As Swami Vivekananda emphasized, Hinduism teaches not just tolerance, but acceptance. When the sage Yajnavalkya was asked to count the gods, he began with 3,300 and ultimately reduced them to one, Brahman, the cosmic spirit underlying all creation. Reflecting the Rig Veda's wisdom, truth is one. The wise call it by various names. To make abstract Brahman accessible, Hinduism presents Saguna Brahman, the absolute given form through deities like Brahma, creator, Vishnu, preserver, and Shiva, destroyer. Hindus often connect with the divine through an Ishta Devta, personal deity. Ganesh, the elephant-headed god, exemplifies deities as intimate presences in Hindu life. As the remover of obstacles, he's invoked before important occasions. His symbolism is rich. His body represents the cosmos. His elephant-human form unifies microcosm and macrocosm, and his trunk forms the sacred om. His rat mount shows all creatures equal importance. The Ganesh Chaturthi festival demonstrates how gods integrate into community life, with millions parading decorated statues before sea immersion. Though the statues disappear, Ganesh remains present in daily life, on calendars, mantelpieces, in books, and morning prayers, making divinity an everyday experience rather than a distant concept. Hinduism embraces a comprehensive vision of existence through structured yet flexible frameworks. Traditional Hindu life follows four stages, ashramas, brahmacharya, student, grihastha, family life, vanaprastha, retirement, and sannyas, spiritual pursuit. These align with four fundamental aims, purusharthas, dharma, righteous living, artha, prosperity, kama, legitimate pleasures, and moksha, salvation. This approach acknowledges our multifaceted needs throughout life. Youth centers on knowledge acquisition, while family life provides context for emotional growth and social contribution. Later stages facilitate spiritual development without negating earlier experiences, recognizing that fulfillment requires balance across material, emotional, and spiritual dimensions. Hinduism resembles a vast banyan tree whose branches form new roots, creating an expansive canopy where diverse practices flourish. This openness manifests in varied worship experiences, from temple pilgrimages to regional festivals. The Kumbh Mela draws millions to holy rivers, while local celebrations reflect distinct cultural expressions, demonstrating how spiritual practice adapts to different communities. Hinduism's polycentric nature lacks a single theological authority. Unlike Abrahamic faiths with their belief in divine revelation, Sanatana Dharma involves an ongoing quest for truth through prayer, meditation, good conduct, and experience. This enables multiple paths to enlightenment: bhakti, devotion, karma, action, and jnana, knowledge. For Hindus, religious experience is deeply personal. Self-realization varies as the divine reveals itself within one's perceptions. A Hindu may practice at quotidian, temple rituals, festivals, spiritual, prayer, meditation, yoga, and intellectual, philosophical study. Most remain at ritualistic observance, while those who delve deeper view their journey as continuous discovery. Hinduism embraces multiple sacred texts instead of a single authoritative book, from the Vedas to the Mahabharata containing the Bhagavad Gita. Hindus view these not as embodying ultimate truth, but as tools for spiritual growth. As Swami Vivekananda noted, Western religious books were inspired, while Hindu texts were expired, breathed out from sages with direct experience of spiritual truths. Not all traditional Hindu practices merit preservation. The caste system represents Hinduism's most problematic aspect, though many argue it emerged as a social construct rather than being fundamental to the faith's core teachings. While caste discrimination persists, many religious leaders have opposed it. Swami Vivekananda explicitly labeled it a social practice, not a religious mandate. Hindu reformers from Adi Shankara to Gandhi worked to dismantle caste barriers. The ancient tale of Uttanga illustrates this. A sage who refused water from Krishna disguised as an outcast, forfeiting immortality and showing how spiritual truth transcends social hierarchies. Another challenge involves widespread superstition and exploitative gurus. While Hindu tradition respects genuine spiritual teachers as dispellers of darkness, this tradition faces corruption. The God market has seen self-styled spiritual leaders exploit devotees' faith for material gain, building commercial empires through promises of miracles while prioritizing profit over authentic guidance. In recent decades, Hindutva, a political interpretation of Hinduism, has gained prominence. Vinayak Damodar Savarkar defined it as the quality of being a Hindu in ethnic, cultural, and political terms. A Hindu considers India his motherland, ancestral land, and holy land. While Sikhism, Buddhism, and Jainism qualified under these criteria, Islam and Christianity did not. Savarkar distinguished Hindutva from Hinduism, arguing that religion was merely a derivative, a fraction, of this broader political concept. This Hindutva vision fundamentally differs from traditional Hinduism. Where Hinduism is inward-directed towards self-realization, Hindutva focuses outward on political identity, reducing Hinduism to a badge of allegiance rather than a way of relating to the cosmos. It attempts to conflate religion, culture, nation, and state, insisting India's national culture must be Hindu religious culture, rejecting the inclusive approach of thinkers like Vivekananda and Gandhi. Scientific discourse has been corrupted with claims about Vedic aviation or rejections of evolution, diverting attention from India's real challenges while replacing the country's diverse beliefs with dogmatic uniformity. Unlike Nehruvian nationalism that embraced diversity, Hindutva rejects different interpretations of Hinduism, ironically in the name of a faith with no concept of heresy. Authentic Hinduism stands in stark contrast to violent Hindutva ideology. While Swami Vivekananda envisioned Hinduism as embodying tolerance and universal acceptance, Hindutva stems from insecurity and victimhood narratives. India's essence rejects the notion that religion should determine nationhood. We are not going to reduce ourselves to a Hindu Pakistan. Hinduism functions as a cultural framework beyond religious boundaries. Festivals like Holi and Diwali have become secular celebrations embraced by all Indians, while epics like the Ramayana and Mahabharata provide a common idiom across faiths. Hinduism embodies qualities suited for our times. It's personal, grants freedom, offers choice in practice, values inquiry, and avoids dogma. It imposes no authority, proposes no hierarchies, accepts all paths, and remains adaptable. In our fractured world where religious identities fuel conflict, Hinduism's inherent pluralism offers a framework for embracing difference. The faith that gave us truth is one, though the wise call it by many names, may make its greatest contribution through philosophical generosity rather than political dominance.